Welcome to Less Talk, More Monkey, the Archie McPhee podcast. I'm David Wall, the director of awesome here at Archie McPhee, and today I'll be joined by Shauna Danger, the high priestess of rubber chickens, and Scott Heff, creator of Kitsch, to talk about customer letters.
So we should probably start by thanking Como for that great Eric's Heroes story that they did on Archie McPhee, Mark Paulo.
Yes.
That was great.
Yeah, and it was a really great story. Store looked amazing. Mark was hilarious.
Yeah.
Some good quips.
Yeah.
Good quips.
Sound bites.
And it was very nice of them. And
one of my favorite things is that he said he saw the world's largest rubber chicken at our store. And he said, "I've seen David, and this is even more beautiful." And one of the things that we thought was really funny about that in this company is everyone in this company assumed he meant you, David Wall.
Because well, they had just been playing a clip of like Mark and David. Here's Mark and David Wall talking. And then he's like, I've seen David.
And this is more beautiful. So first, it's a compliment to you. And then not so much.
But it is, I guess.
Well, it's saying you're beautiful. It's just this is even more
beautiful. I'm the standard of beauty.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a recognizable standard of beauty, yes. And all things are judged as either more or less beautiful than I am.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to.
Or the turnstile at the store.
And the rubber chicken is more world's largest rubber chicken is more beautiful than I am.
Yeah.
And the turnstile, I love the turnstile. You were even saying that Eric looked back at the turnstile.
He did.
In appreciation.
I was so impressed with that turnstile.
He took a double take.
Turnstile, eh?
I think the Rubber Chicken Museum turnstile is going to be a font of moments and stories over the years. It's very impressive.
Maybe it needs its own Instagram or its own Twitter account.
I know.
We've seen things.
We talked
all
about
the styles
doing one
it's turned.
Just for the Rubber Chicken Museum, but maybe the turnstile is the star of
right.
the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we keep thinking it's the rubber chickens, foolishly.
I know. Well, I told you that I saw like a brother-sister combo, like 10 and 6, and the 10-year-old was at the cases looking at the rubber chickens, and her 6-year-old brother went back through the exit, and she told him, "No, you have to leave and go in through the turnstile," and he immediately just left, came through the turnstile, and then could enjoy the rubber chickens.
And if you picture it, it's the Rubber Chicken Museum is a part of the Archie McPhee store, so it's in the back of the store. So the turnstile is really the thing that separates the museum from the store.
Yes.
The turnstile.
It's critical.
It is a critical part of the museum.
But anyway, that was a really good piece, Eric's Heroes. We loved it.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And today we were going to talk about customer letters.
Yeah.
And emails.
Yeah.
But letters was kind of the generic term for what we were talking about. And I actually have a folder in my office from the olden times with letters that were sent through the postal system. And the label on the folder is crazy letters. Crazy customer letters.
Yes.
Now, the only time we've ever done this previously was on the Bigfoot episode. We did a little bit of this because we got a few customer letters from about our Bigfoot products.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was a Bigfoot thing. Yeah, so we don't need to mention those letters because those are in the other episode, but we do have some other good doozies.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to it because I probably haven't heard most of these.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Should we start positive or negative?
I kind of, you know, it's funny, we get so many positive letters, let's first of all say. Most of our letters are very, very positive, but they're often, you know, just, "I love your place, I love your store, I love your products," and then the ones that really stick with us are always the ones that are either negative or really, really weird, and so even though the vast majority are really positive, I can't help but always go to the negative or weird.
Right.
Okay, well, That's what the people want.
Because they're
want.
Funny, unintentionally so.
Right.
The positive ones might be funny, but it's because, like, they're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Whereas these are going to be funny, but not on purpose.
So
maybe.
This is my favorite. I'm going to start with my favorite.
You're opening up on your favorite? Okay, so wait, when you say favorite, turnstile favorite, like best ever?
I wouldn't say the best ever, but this is my favorite of the ones that we're going to go over today.
Okay.
Not because I think it's the most clever or it's the best. I just think this guy, we caught him mid-rant in life, and that he just set the needle down on his record for a second and then picked it right back up after that. And this is like what's going on in his head all the time.
Right.
And it came on a piece of notebook paper with the holes like you did for a high school, you know, lined paper and in giant writing.
Oh, and I noticed there's different colors of pen.
There's different colors of pen. Mm-hmm.
There's some all caps I see going on.
There's all caps. So
I see exclamation points.
And it's not flattering to us.
Also front and back. Yes. Of the piece of paper.
Well, you couldn't get it all out.
No, he had a lot more to say.
He had a lot more to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Whee! Here we go.
On December 8th, 1997, I wrote to you requesting that you stop sending me your catalogs. You have continued to send them to me ever since. I received your latest catalog, number 60, November 18th. I hate the sight of this catalog. The unattractive models and unflattering poses, promoting trashy, useless, ugly plastic junk merchandise. I ordered your big grab bag assortment once, and I was very disappointed at the worthless plastic. As a child 50 years ago, I loved the old Johnson Smith novelty catalog, and I have loved quality novelties, gadgets, and tricks to this day. But your merchandise is nothing like that. The sight of so much modern-day plastic rubbish makes me nauseous. Stop sending me the catalog! Thank you, Arthur.
Oh, Arthur. Aww. Oh, Art.
He was genuinely upset.
Yeah. First of all, he's insulted us all.
Yes.
And
he called everyone ugly.
He called us all ugly, and doesn't he know that David is just a little bit less beautiful than the world's largest rubber chicken?
I'm right there.
Arthur.
I'm right there. I'm no professional model. I couldn't make it on America's Next Top Model, but surely horrendously ugly.
I know.
Might be overstating.
So,
and that reminds me, by the way, the catalog thing reminds me of those days when the pictures were actual photographs that were just pasted in. And I don't remember what year, but, you know, they tried to slim me down by old-fashioned Photoshop, which was just to
cut
out the insides of my legs, so my legs were just hanging off my hips on the side with nothing in the middle, and they're like, there!
Wow.
Maybe that's why we thought it was so ugly. We looked like freaks because half our faces were cut off and triangulated. Turned into triangles.
I was actually, for that Eric's Heroes piece, I was going through old photographs, and I found a stack of cut-out photographs so that they could be reused in the catalog again.
Oh.
So they, after it was done and the picture was taken for the printer, they literally just peeled all the pictures off so that they could put them in another catalog.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this
so there's
is so
a
good.
Bunch of cutout pictures just
I'd
loose,
like to see those.
I would also.
Loose.
Perhaps we'll send them to Arthur.
So this Arthur's letter could be condensed down to, hey, uglies, stop sending me catalogs.
Yeah. I like the other cheap novelty crap better than your cheap novelty crap.
Yes.
I like the novelty crap from the 1930s when I was a boy, and it was appropriate for me. But now that I'm 80, it is no longer appropriate for me.
And at this point, we were probably sending out, a catalog a year?
No, we still sent a lot of catalogs.
Yeah, that was probably four or five a year at that point.
Okay.
At least. I think maybe even more
than
that.
Well, we sent them out soon enough that if you requested, it's very possible that the next catalog was already in the mail. So you were going to get another catalog.
We did take them off. Anything. Yeah, exactly. We took them off the mailing list. It's just that it takes a cycle to get you removed. So chill out, Arthur. It's happening. Maybe I'll lead into this.
Do it.
Okay, so this kind of feeds into the catalog thing.
This is magic.
Yeah, and this is by NBC TV News' own Gene Shalit.
Aww.
And Gene Shalit, of course, was the, he says critic emeritus, but I just remembered him as the movie critic for NBC News. And he's still with us, by the way. And he sent this on August of 2015. So not too long ago.
Yeah.
But he said...
But not an email, an actual...
It's a letter with... It's on his own stationery with a little caricature of him. And it says, shown smaller than actual size. That's very funny. Cute. And we know Gene Shalit is quite a character. The look that he has is the big black afro hair with a big black mustache and big bushy eyebrows and glasses and a bow tie. He's super cool looking and super fun guy.
And he's just an effusive reviewer. Like, his whole thing was like, oh, I went to see the movie. It was great. It wasn't, like, just a monotone.
Yeah.
He had kind of an enthused.
Gene Shalit.
Yeah, I would love to hear what he had to say about movies now.
I wonder if he'd be on our podcast. Hey, Gene Shalit, we'd love to have you on our podcast.
Or on the Wall of Fame.
So he's used to critiquing things. I'm curious to hear what his critique of Archie McPhee is.
Oh.
did he give us a better score than Arthur?
So from Gene Shalit, he says, Dear Ms., Mr., or Mrs. Archie McPhee.
Nice.
Already I like it.
Yep.
Do you have a catalog?
We do. Oh.
It's as if he's here. You're answering his question.
I thought you were asking me a question, shut up.
Because you are Mr., Ms., or Mrs. Archie McPhee. Do you have a catalog? On paper, from which an individual non-wholesaler may purchase many of your unique and irresistible, appropriate word here, you sell? Internet buying is beyond my technical competence. If a catalog exists, I would be much obliged if you'd send one. Many thanks, Gene Shalit. And it also includes a little drip of his morning coffee on the page, and it says, oops, morning coffee. You see?
That's a very nice
letter. Some people want a catalog. And he spells the catalog G-U-E.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Ooh, British.
So Alistair would like that.
Catalogu.
Yes.
That's how I always say it in my head.
Mm-hmm. Catalogu.
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
A positive review of Archie McPhee, I would say.
I know, and I really like it, and it's really sweet.
Let's send that to Arthur.
On the envelope, it says, oops, messy, where he crossed something out. He wrote, oops,
I like
messy.
Gene Shalit.
I do too. Gene Shalit, you're the one for us.
We need to get an autographed thing for the wall.
I know. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this next one, this one was a shocker to me because I actually opened this envelope in 2003. I remember doing it. And it's a warning letter from the post office saying that someone reported us for selling matter that is determined to be erotically arousing or sexually provocative.
Oh, my God.
Go on.
Has requested that a prohibitory order be issued against you. And we were like, oh, my gosh, what happened? Because obviously nothing we have fits that description.
Right.
Yeah, we tend to stay away from. So, we don't go blue.
And then
we don't play blue.
There was a picture on the back of the letter of the what he found sexually provocative, and we all looked at it for hours and tried to figure out why it was sexually provocative.
For hours.
We're like
just staring for hours.
Could it be this? Because what the back of the catalog was, it was a party on the front, and the back was a line of people waiting for the bathroom. And the first person in line is Albert Einstein.
These are action figures.
Second person is Pope Innocent III. And the third person is Shakespeare. And they're waiting in line for the bathroom. And we just looked and looked and looked. And we were like, what is the reason behind it? And then we noticed in Einstein's hand in the action figure, we had put chalk in his hand. And his hand is close to his waist area. So the person had thought the chalk in his hand was Einstein's theory of relativity.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Okay.
What?
So they're in line for the bathroom. And I mean, now that you pointed it out, I can see.
Yeah.
That it looks like Einstein's.
Theory.
Yeah.
He's holding his theory.
But it doesn't look like that at first. It just looks like some guys in a line. And
But even so, it doesn't look like that's actually what it is.
No, because it's clearly bright
white. Yeah. Sorry.
No.
I think we're on the same page here.
We're finishing each other's
sandwiches.
So anyway.
So he just wasn't quite patient. The person thought that Einstein wasn't quite patient enough to wait for the bathroom. He had already started the process.
That is a weird one. But the prohibitory order, what are we supposed to do?
We are supposed to refrain from sending any material to this address ever again.
Oh, so it wasn't like a, you can't send these out to anyone. Like, you need to put a cover over this or something. The post office didn't rule this is inappropriate.
No, they thought this guy was probably nuts. My guess is, because all they sent us was a thing that's like, please, please stop sending to this address. Because they're like, refrain from mailing to the addressee, delete the addressee from your mailing list, and abstain from the sale, rental, exchange, or transaction involving mailing lists, blah, blah, blah.
I see.
The name.
Arthur.
I was going to say, why didn't he just follow Arthur's ad and just write to us?
But connected to it, and reference to previous podcasts, one of the things this person who found this offensive bought was a Frog Chef.
Oh. Yeah, we talked about the Frog Chef.
Weird.
Because their orders are attached. So
they bought a Frog Chef and then were on the catalog mailing list, received a catalog, saw the Einstein, and
reported us to the post office for being, wait, I don't want to misstate it, for being erotically arousing or sexually provocative.
Goodness!
Which I don't think, I don't even think if you thought that's what was going on in the picture, it's either of those descriptors.
No. Right. And I'm sure we're going to have a picture of this up website. So you can see what we're talking about. I don't see how it fits any of that. Exactly as you said, even if you think that is exactly what the drawing is.
I don't like get it.
Wow. Well, and it kind of leads into that other thing that we talked about on another episode where the person received the cockroach finger puppet and thought it was something erotic, and they got so mad at us, and then they realized their error.
I wonder if this person ever realized their error.
No. And, you know, one of the things about it is even if people realize their error, they rarely would contact us and apologize. But occasionally that's happened. And it did happen with the cockroach lady.
Oh, respect to the cockroach lady.
Yeah.
So. Respect to the cockroach lady.
Cockroach lady, how you doing?
I hope she's a listener.
I'm sure she is.
Come on the podcast.
I hope she's in her cockroach house listening, and she's like, they just mentioned me.
Still have as the cockroach. As we
know, yeah, there's no such thing as bad publicity, cockroach lady.
So did you have a positive one, Shauna?
Oh, a positive one? Oh, I have another fun negative one. I have a customer who wanted to tell us about somebody complaining to her and how she defended us. The horse head squirrel feeder, which we talked about at one of the podcasts, so this customer says, I had a customer tell me the horse head squirrel feeder was inhumane. I told her the squirrel doesn't get hurt. He's just in there eating. She says, yeah, but everyone's laughing at him. So she's upset that the squirrels are getting laughed at.
Well, I think this person then started contacting us on our Facebook page.
Oh.
Because they started with that and people made fun of them.
Oh.
And so then she switched to squirrels can't see predators approaching while they're eating from them. And so she kept doing that and people were like, you are crazy. Because squirrels can't see.
The predators are laughing at the squirrels now.
Yeah. Well, she was trying to come up. She's like, if a squirrel sticks his head in that, a cat could easily catch it.
Oh, well,
there's a lot of things to worry about. That's what it is. There's not enough to worry about. We have to start like worrying about why the squirrel feeder's bad.
I know. It's so funny.
For the squirrel. Shauna, think of the squirrel.
Think of the squirrel getting humiliated while it's eating its delicious treat.
And it's probably naked. It probably doesn't even have squirrel underpants on.
That's probably right.
That's true.
You should have talked about that.
Small animal decency.
I do have a fun one from a customer named Duckbutt.
Nice.
I love and adore the entire Archie McPhee group. Just wanted to send a note to let you all know how much I really love and appreciate you and your company. Okay, I really love the merchandise you have. Wow.
Wow.
I do thank all employees and critters running in the halls for everything you do. Fantastic company and great, fantastic, super wonderful people. Thank you so very much for you.
For a second, I thought
more that... orders soon. I am so excited already.
Sorry. For a second, I thought that one was going to turn and you were going to be like, he was being sarcastic in the first paragraph. Like, I love you.
So cold.
And then like, I don't know, just turns just like terrible. In case you can't tell, I was being sarcastic. You stink.
Yeah, I shot him right in the
you
tone.
You stink.
Shot his tone. I think you're the greatest.
You stink. I do love that as an insult. Got to remember that one. You stink. I just love you jerk.
But that was very nice.
No, it really is nice.
Just so nice, it almost sounded sarcastic.
I know. And that was only from 2017 in November.
Aww.
I know.
I don't necessarily want to read this one, but this one was complaining because we used to call our email newsletter the cult list.
Mm. Oh.
And this person wrote in to complain that we were misusing the word cult and that cults were destructive. And she was upset because the email was from your cult leader, Archie McPhee.
Mm-hmm. You're normalizing the term cult.
Ah.
Right, and making it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. But we stopped about 10 years after that.
It finally set in. We're like, yeah, that's right.
Respond to our customers eventually.
Yeah. After our initial, well, what do they know?
Yeah.
Our initial, what do they know?
Then we cross our arms and then there's
a little
discussion.
Bit of pouting. 10 years of pouting.
Some night crying.
I wanted to remind you, I don't have the letter, but I have it etched in my brain.
Do it.
About the customer who did not receive. We always give a free gift with purchases through our Archie McPhee mail order department. And the person did not receive their free gift. It was an accident. It was an oversight. And the free gift was a sticker. And they did not receive it. So they contacted the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, wow.
To complain. And, I mean, all that happened, you know, originally when we also heard about it was we just sent a sticker in the mail to them. But that wasn't really enough for them. They wanted to contact the Better Business Bureau. And then the Better Business Bureau told us that we had to talk to them about this.
Of course.
And we said, no, we don't.
The Better Business Bureau made threats.
Yeah. But no, I enjoyed the thing about the sticker because they really had a bone to pick with us about that sticker.
But we rectified it. Like, we're like, oh, sorry about that.
Oh, sorry.
Here's a free sticker.
Yeah, and we gave them like two stickers because we're like, oh, sorry, here's a couple of stickers for you. That was an accident.
But they were not
That's
happy.
Not cool.
They wanted three stickers.
I know.
They wanted the sticker when it should have come.
And then the bitter...
They wanted to go back in time. That was the issue.
And what did the Better Business Bureau want? Just, we need to get together on this and make sure it's resolved.
Exactly.
And it's like, who are you?
But I enjoyed that customer very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I the only thing I remember, because we don't have a lot of the emails from when I was doing customer service, but I know I ruined a few Christmases, and I know that's a theme that every year, if a new person is doing customer service, we're always like, just brace yourself, you're going to ruin someone's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always like, you have ruined my Christmas. You know, someone didn't ship in time or got lost in the mail or something.
But now we make an announcement every time. The first time in the season, we make a company-wide announcement, ruin the first Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. That's
because usually
fun.
It is just a missing sticker or something like that.
I was missing my sticker. You have ruined my holidays.
Well, that's a hard one just because you mail out thousands of boxes.
Yeah.
And UPS loses one order and there's just nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And it's Hef's fault.
And it is sad. I mean,
we're very sad. And we do send extra stickers if that happens.
Yeah.
Yes. So... not sure how much farther we want to go down this thing. But I also have a letter, and Shauna, you probably would have a better discussion of letters that we get, but children admitting that they have shoplifted from the store.
Aww. Yes.
And I don't have the actual letter from the child. I have a response.
I have a letter, or I have memorized again a letter that we got from one. I don't know if this is, I don't think the response to that one, though. Do you want me to tell you the one I thought of, though?
Yeah.
The one day at the store, we received an envelope full of coins with a letter attached, and it was just shoved into our mail slot.
Oh.
And it said, "I stole, and I feel rotten, and I will pay."
Was this in the 20s or what?
No, it was in the last.
It was one
years.
Of the Cats and Jimmy kids.
It was the Little Rascals.
I feel rotten.
Don't call the coppers. I'm here to make good.
By the way, rotten. R-O-T-I-N.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
And I will make amends by paying. Wow. And then it just signed Justin or something. Oh. But it was just, "I stole and I feel rotten." And it was this bag of coins. And sometimes, by the way, parents will take their kids into us and make us yell at their children. It's the worst.
What is your preferred... Like, let's say I were to come into the store and my child stole something and then I got home. I don't think they ever would. They're little angels. And they listen to the podcast sometimes. And
if they stole, they would feel
rotten. Hi, Cash and Gray and Brooks. Let's say I discovered they stole, and so I was very angry and, you know, said, "We need to make this right." How would you, as the store owner, prefer I handle that? Do you want me to bring them in and have them apologize? Should they write a letter? What, you know?
I think writing the letter along with their own personal money is a great way to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, I would say you ban them from the store for either 6 months, a year, or something, some amount of time. You tell them they can't come back for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. That's,
you know, not cool.
Yeah.
100% not cool. And we don't get that much of that, by the way. So when it happens, it stays with us. And
it's okay, here's some free stickers. Come
no,
back anytime.
No stickers. Absolutely no stickers.
It's interesting because that's one of those things, too, that... happened to Alfred Hitchcock when he was a child. And I think his dad took him down after he caught him stealing something and they locked him in a jail cell overnight.
Oh.
The police did. And that's why, like, for his whole life, that was the most terrifying thing to him. And, you know, was this false punishment and the whole thing. And that was one of the reasons he was made the kinds of movies that he did.
Yeah, led to some great art.
Led to great art. So my suggestion would be, take him to the police station, have him locked up overnight, and then they can become artists.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
I do think this is this reply.
What was the gist of our response?
Well, so remember, that one was the one where we didn't really have the contact info.
Right.
But we've had others that we did have the contact info. Sometimes they send it in a letter in the mail. And this is one where we did reply. And this is from 2004.
Okay.
And this is from Mark, the owner of the company.
Oh, wow.
He replied to Charlie. "Dear Charlie, thank you for your letter of January 2nd admitting your theft of the items from the Archie McPhee store and your payment of $2. We will forgive and forget this matter with you so long as you understand you have choices to make in life and your choices have consequences. In life, one consequence is people are quickly given labels based on their behavior. If you lie, you are called a liar. If you cheat, a cheater. And if you steal, a thief. These labels have a way of sticking like glue to a person. They affect the way you think about yourself and the way others see you. These labels are hard to change even after the person has changed. A label like thief can make your life miserable and break the hearts of those who love you. Because of all of us have made mistakes in life, we will not give you such a label. And you now can make a fresh start. Now hold your head up, be involved and respectful in your school. Tell your mother that you love her and appreciate her, and go forward and be a good kid. Sincerely yours, Mark Paulo."
Oh, that's cute.
See?
Yeah. I like that.
It's nice.
Here's a free sticker.
No. No free stickers. No free stickers.
Worth $2.
No free stickers to thieves. I mean, I'm sorry, I just labeled.
You labeled Charlie. He's not a thief. So, he made a mistake.
Yeah.
One of my other favorite ones is kid letters where they try and get free stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
common.
So this one was super clever, though. And Lauren wrote, "Dear Archie McPhee, I had some ideas about about new devil ducks. Please send 2 copies of each duck to me if they are made. I chose random colors for all of them. Green duck, blue duck, and love duck. I live at, gives address. I hope you like my ideas." But some of the ideas were things we'd already made.
Yeah.
So I think we can see.
Oh, she did a cool drawing.
Uh-huh.
Of ducks that we already make.
Although some of them aren't.
There's a dozen ducks.
There's an old duck.
Oh, old duck.
A hunter duck.
Is that a brick duck in the top left?
Plaid duck.
Oh, plaid.
I think so.
It says checkerboard duck.
Oh.
Okay.
So some of, but others were.
Like brick duck.
That's cool.
Write it down, brick duck. That's new. But anyway, so. That's true. We get a lot of letters from kids, and a lot of times they're just telling us how much they love our store or our company.
Yeah.
But they sometimes pitch for free stuff.
Yes.
They want free stuff. They want stickers. They want, you know.
I'm doing a project for my class.
Always a project for class.
See?
Yeah. But sometimes they're great letters. We've had some really fun letters.
And cool that we have fans. Like that.
Absolutely.
Yes. And it's not so much to read, but another child sent us a whole book based on the Parasite Pals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That we did. And it's all hand-drawn pictures of the different Parasite Pals. I'll post a couple pictures
of
this.
I love it.
That's Dig Dig jumping into the pit. So we get things like that as well.
And we get a lot of kids pretty much every year, every few months, we get kids who do a school project about the store. And one time this kid built a little diorama of the store.
They built a little
mini version of Archie McPhee, the building with the murals on the outside and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. And oftentimes they interview us for their class, and they'll do a presentation at their class with what we said, you know, and the history of our company and things like that. So it's really fun. And I think you actually went to a classroom one time.
Well, I read a book at a classroom, but it also had a question and answer section to it. And I chose to read the section of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with the gum that had a weird flavor I thought that fit in so well with Archie McPhee, and I could talk about the weird products as well. That was really fun. School projects, another really cool school project that people do is they now have video projects. So a bunch of schools have had people redo the Hander Pants commercial. So if you go on and look for Hander Pants, there's just a bunch of high school and middle school kids
doing
Chester McGinnis.
Oh, that's good.
So good.
The other thing that reminds me of is several years ago, Kirk Damaris, who's been on the podcast, his son
Spike
got all his Legos and made a bunch of Archie McPhee products out of his Lego.
Oh, yeah.
That was super cool. And he's actually pitched us new products.
Oh, that's
Spike funny. Is awesome. Spike is awesome. Yeah.
Hey, Spike. You want to be on the podcast?
Hey, Spike. Kirk actually sent me a picture of him wearing the pug mask, holding the Roscoe the Pug action figure, saying that, and he said that Roscoe the Pug was just like him because he read the description of the what the action figure liked on the back, you know, playing hide and seek in cemeteries and all the other weird little things. So I thought that was very cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
That was cool.
Aww. Aww. Oh, speaking of things like that too, I did career day one time at high school.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Career day at a high school.
Yeah, actually it was a middle school, but they were older, kind of top end of middle school.
I'm trying to remember. They weren't attentive, were they?
Well, they were. I was in 3 different classrooms, and I did my presentation 3 different times, and some of them were really attentive, and some of them were not at all, and they thought it was kind of freaky, and they didn't understand. But the whole point was, there's all different jobs in this world, and, you know. But actually, it ended up working out really well, and when I pulled out that pickle chart heft that you made me, you made me the chart of the pickle sales, they couldn't believe it. They couldn't get enough of it. And I brought toys with me that I threw at them and all that kind of stuff, and it turned out I was right up there with the astronaut, I think it was.
Wow.
I was in the top two. They still talk about me and my pickle chart.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
They asked me back.
I did one at my kids' preschool, and there was varying degrees of attentiveness as well. But they seemed to enjoy it and enjoyed the finger monsters that I brought.
Right. Yes. Yes. They liked the free stuff.
Yes.
Boy, did they ever. And the stickers, by the way.
I know. My nieces and nephews, I was the most popular Flat Stanley.
Oh, right. I remember that Flat Stanley thing. Yeah.
Because you send prizes back. I was always the last one because we had good free stuff. So
yeah.
And I was tardy in sending it back.
Oh, you were?
Always.
Always.
He said with pride. yeah. Well, I think that is good for the... You have one more?
Should I do this one? This is one of my favorite ones.
Well, let's end on this one.
Okay. This is one of my favorites. It's not ending on a positive one, but we enjoy it so much in this company. This was, they received a catalog, apparently, and they wrote us a letter. And do you want to describe these, the handwriting, Hef?
The handwriting, I don't know. What do you mean?
Kind of random and kind of... All, I don't know. It's very strange handwriting.
You think it's like serial killer handwriting? It looks a little bit like my handwriting. It's all caps, but not in an obnoxious all caps way. But I write in all caps.
It's kind of a random look.
That Hef went, it looks like a serial killer handwriting. I write that way.
Well, there's kind of weird notes all over it and like arrows and like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Hef.
Okay.
Okay. Gross. Sick. Demented, twisted, abnormal, no class, deviant, degraded. I know this is your aim, but, Arrow, are you embarrassed to tell your kids or your mother what you do for a living? Is your mind always filled with this garbage? If you insist on sending out these catalogs, you should put them in a plain brown envelope. Sorry, I can't wish you luck and success in your business.
Wow.
I think we know... Where that Arthur's wife is still alive.
It must have been the Einstein catalog, right?
No, when was probably this? Probably Rubber Chicken.
Was this recent? Fairly?
No.
Okay.
It's a few years old, but it sticks with us. I love it.
I love it too. That's amazing.
That is nice with the listing of the things.
I love the list.
Yeah.
Will you read the list one more time? We'll end on that.
Gross, sick, demented, twisted, abnormal, no class, deviant, degraded.
For more information about products mentioned in today's podcast, go to McPhee.com. That's McPhee.com. There will also be a corresponding blog post with pictures of some of the things mentioned, including the back of the catalog with Einstein and his theory of relativity.